It is 90.3 KEXP, and we stream all over the world at kexp.org. My name is Troy Nelson. I'm so excited because I have been listening to this record all week long, and I want to thank fellow DJ Cheryl Waters for introducing me to this band, and it's become one of my new favorite records that I've been listening to. I have Sunflower Bean here in the KEXP live room, so guys, if you're ready, take it away.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's 90.3 KEXP, streaming all over the world at KEXP.org. Sunflower Bean live here in the KEXP live room. Those songs, I Was Home and Come On, both from the new album Human Ceremony, out on Fat Possum Records. And it's a great record, you guys. Thank you so much for taking time out to stop by the KEXP studios here.
Thank you
so much.
Absolutely. Can we introduce the band, please?
Yeah.
I'm Nick.
I'm Jacob. I play drums.
And I'm Julian. I play bass.
And how did you guys all come together? You're all from New York.
Yeah.
Me and Jacob were going to high school together in Long Island and playing in a band called Turnip King. Mm-hmm. And I started writing my own songs in my senior year. And me and Jacob started jamming pretty much every day after high school. And we had a few different bass players, like a few friends from high school. Mm-hmm. And over the summer of 2013... I kept on asking Julia over and over again.
How did you know Julia?
Just through mutual friends in the music scene in New York.
Right. Yeah.
And we were friends, and I kept on being like, hey, Jules, like, come play with us. Like,
it was very persistent.
Band. And then she finally like said, okay, like, I'll come try it out.
just so you'd stop asking? That's why she said
No. I don't know. Just for fun.
Hey, it worked out, right?
It worked out.
And Julia, you were in a band called Super Cute, mm-hmm. which I'm familiar with because I met Rachel Trachtenberg when she was 7, 8 years old or something, because the Trachtenberg family slideshow players started in Seattle, and I used to play open mics with them all the time.
I know. Open mics are a big part of the Trachtenberg family story. I used to do open mics with them all the time, too, and then by myself.
I know. Yeah. It was a sad day when they moved away, because they were so nice to me, mm-hmm. and Tina, would sneak me into Trachtenberg shows, like, if it was sold out, or mm-hmm. I was, you know, if I couldn't get a ticket, I was, like, 20 or 21 at the time, and she'd be like, here, come here, follow me in. And she was so sweet. And Rachel was so fun to watch behind the drums. Even at a young age, she was really good.
I know. She's great. And I think those were the first shows that I ever went to. And they used to take me on tour with them, like selling merch. When Rachel was like 9 and I was like 7.
Wow.
So that's when I started going on tour.
So you guys are like childhood friends.
Yeah.
And because you're still friends, you're still friendly and.
We stay in touch a little bit. We're kind of doing our own things. I haven't talked to her in a bit, but
right.
Yeah, it's definitely good.
Yeah, that's so cool. It's such a small world when I found that out. That's crazy to me.
Well, there's only so many people crazy enough to do it.
You're exactly right. We all chose the arts. Which probably is a bad idea, but we're having fun.
Exactly. Look where we are now.
Yeah, exactly. So the new album is called Human Ceremony. Did you guys record this yourselves? Did you have help from a producer? What? How did you go about recording this?
What?
The album.
Yeah. We recorded it in Greenpoint with our friend Matt Molnar, who was in the band Friends.
Oh yeah.
And he produced it, and then
Jarvis.
I'm not going to try to pronounce his last name.
Tavernier.
Tavernier, and he was he's in the band Woods.
I love Woods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a new album coming out too.
Yeah.
I heard one song and it was amazing.
Yeah, I bet it's gonna be. I know they're like working on a lot of stuff with horns.
Oh, cool.
Like different horn players in every European country because they can't have like one traveling horn guy.
Right. And you guys, are you currently in the middle of a tour right now?
We've been on tour since mid-January.
Wow. Jeez, you guys. Do you get to go home anytime soon?
Mid-April.
That's not too far away.
No, it's not.
You guys
it's 10 days or so.
You guys played like 105 shows down at South by Southwest. How did that go?
It was fun. It's always super hectic, and some shows are better than others. And
of course. It's always, yeah. I saw your schedule, though. I was like, how? What?
Yeah, there was one day. It was, I think, the hottest day, too, where we had 4 in the course of 6 hours. And we're just, like, running down the street with everything.
I'd say that's too much.
Too much. Mm-hmm.
I thought, like, if you can get to 12, like, you could get to 6, you know, you could get to 20.
Right.
But I don't think that's true.
Right. So next time you're going to do 3.
Next time we're going to try to do 3. I don't know.
We're going to do 3, but we're going to say we're doing, like, 18.
Yeah, we're just going to pretend.
No one will actually know.
We do all of them and then just, you know, actually only do a couple.
Yeah, that's true. You could just, you know, post it on Facebook. Hey, here's all the shows we're playing. It's, like, 25 shows. And then just play, like, 2 or 3.
Nobody,
one's going to know.
No one would check.
And then it looks good. And it looks cool. They're like, damn, they're busy. Well, I really do love the new album, you guys. It's fabulous. And I know that myself and the listeners would love to hear a couple more. So if you guys would be so kind.
Yeah.
All right. It's Sunflower Bean live here at KEXP.
So close.
Thank you.
awesome. Sunflower Bean live here at KEXP. That song called Space Exploration Disaster. And that song definitely transported me to outer space, especially the end there. I'm assuming the disaster part was the, or the explosion part was at the very end. Thank you so much. I really
need, thank you.
I need to look at your foot pedals again. That's crazy cool. Easier Said, also the song before that. All of these are on the album Human Ceremony. Highly recommend getting this album however you wish, be it digital, vinyl, or however you get it. Just get it, buy the record, go out and see Sunflower Bean when they are in a city near you. Once again, I'm Troy Nelson, and thank you guys so much.
Thanks.
And we're on mushrooms. It's KEXP, Seattle.